CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. A Florida judge has just ordered the so-called neighborhood watch shooter back to jail. CBS's Peter King joins us live from Orlando.
And Pam, prosecutors say George Zimmerman lied about the money that was collected online for a defense fund before his bond hearing, in which he and his family claimed that he was broke. Assistant State's Attorney Bernie DeLibrianda cited jail conversations between Zimmerman and his wife before that hearing.
He repeatedly tells her about the money, about moving the money, and transferring it from one position to the other.
The defense says Zimmerman wasn't trying to deceive anyone, but in the end, Judge Kenneth Lester sided with prosecutors.
At this time, revoke his bond, place him in no-bond status.
Zimmerman now has 48 hours to turn himself in. He's charged with second-degree murder and the shooting death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. Pam?
CBS's Peter King live. Unemployment is headed in the wrong direction again. It ticked up to 8.2% last month after a meager 69,000 jobs were created. Stocks are lower this afternoon. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
We've sustained such heavy losses. Now we have the Dow wiping out all of its gains for the year. This really erodes confidence on Main Street and on Wall Street. So now the bad news seems to be piling up, and for people who have been staying on the sidelines with their money waiting for an opportunity to jump in, this is going to hardly be the time for them to do it.
The Dow now down 261 points, NASDAQ off 72. A lot of finger pointing on the unemployment issue. President Obama speaking to Honeywell workers in Minnesota.
Congress should have passed a bill a long time ago to put thousands of construction workers back on the job, rebuilding our roads and our bridges and our runways.
CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Seeing political advantage in the bad jobs report, Republicans led by Speaker John Boehner rushed to blame President Obama.
It's time for us to change course and to have real policies that will put Americans back to work.
But Democrat George Miller of California says Boehner has sabotaged the recovery, in part by raising the threat again of letting the country default on its debt.
And what that tells you is they don't want jobs on the street before the election because they know that harms the president.
Miller also points to Republicans holding up a big highway bill on which more than a million jobs depend. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
There's friction between the Pope and some American nuns.
The largest organization of U.S. Catholic nuns is rejecting a Vatican assessment that it's being swayed by radical feminists and needs to hand over control of the group to a trio of bishops. The Leadership Conference of Women Religious, representing about 80% of the Catholic nuns in America, says the Vatican's criticism is unsubstantiated and the result of a flawed process and is causing American nuns unnecessary pain. Leaders of the group plan to meet with church officials in Rome to see if this can be resolved. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
And once again, the Dow is down 200 points, more than 200 points. This is CBS News.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Swiss researchers believe they can help people with spinal cord injuries walk again.
The breakthrough study, still in its early stages, involves laboratory rats with partially severed spinal cords that relearned to walk using a kind of electrochemical kickstart. It resulted in rewiring the brain and spinal cord. The rats were able to overcome paralysis, to walk, even climb stairs. The research appears in the journal Science. A similar experiment is now being devised to see if it will work for people. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Target's making no apologies for selling Pride-themed T-shirts to benefit a group which supports gay marriage. The Family Equality Council is one of several groups fighting a proposed constitutional ban on gay marriage in Minnesota. A spokesman for a group that favors the ban says it's a slap in the face to people of faith and supporters of marriage. Target says it has long supported the LGBT community. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, diagnosed at 3 or 33.
Hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes, too. The Juvenile Diabetes Foundation
is accelerating the crucial hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Is 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
All right, you guys, this is weird. I got to tell you, it's kind of weird, but here's what's going on. Is my little computer that had my intros, my commercials, you know, everything you need to make a living isn't cooperating, so I'm not, but I'm going to make a living anyway, despite that damn thing. I hate those computer things. All right, so here we go.
Is it technology wonderful?
No, not at all, not for me. I fought it every step of the way, and it's won every time.
I'm so glad I'm computer illiterate.
My guests today are Karen Vili, and we have Randy Reed, who's an ex-Navy SEAL, recipient of a Purple Heart and a Navy Cross. My hat's off to you, sir. And we're going to be talking to Randy about the homeless situation and what's going on. And I'm going to let Karen kind of lead in right away.
As of they posted a note at the Prado Day Center. If you sleep in a vehicle on Prado Road right now between Highgara and the movie theater where most of the homeless were parking, you're no longer allowed to have benefits at the Prado Day Center. Now, one gentleman, his name is Stephen Stone. He can't move his car. His air filter is not working. So he had to. He was given if he doesn't move by tomorrow, he's going to have a 7-day. And then what they do is they take one and they take another. I've talked to people that one gentleman, he parked to pick up a friend in front of the trash can for about 3 minutes. He ended up getting taken out for a week, and then because he came back in 6 days, he was taken out for months. So you
taking out, what does that mean?
Not allowed benefits. You can't have health benefits. You can't have services. You can't have food.
You can't go there for lunch. You can't go there for a shower. You can't. You're completely banned from Prado.
I have to tell you, and I'm gonna say, and this is even before I heard about you, but when I just heard about the general situation there, as Karen will attest, I could have just pooped. I mean, it's just absolutely insane that this is what we're doing with homeless people.
If you don't mind me interrupting, it's no fun sleeping in a tent down by.
I would imagine not, sir. Now, is that where you are? Is that where you are now? Okay. Now let me interject this so I can get this information to him, and then we will go on with this whole discussion. Randy, here, I went to the Veterans Service office yesterday. I had to see them anyway. And so I said, I'm going to meet somebody. Here's the situation they're under. They said they've lost their records. So I said, I would recommend, I could tell this man that I can get him a free ride to Santa Maria on the Vets Express. They have a thing that goes right down to Wadsworth from there, and it leaves at 7 o'clock in the morning, so you got to get rousted out early for the first ride. But anyway, and I said, if this man had nothing at all in his hand, and walked through the front door of that building and said, this is my name, this is my service number, this is when I served,
yes,
and I need help.
Yeah.
What would they do? He said, well, they'd probably help him, but it'd be better if he had a DD-214.
Yes, and that, we're working on getting that right now.
Now how long?
Interrupt you.
How long do you think that's going to take?
The last time when I talked to Randall at the Veterans Administration
yes.
office, he took all my information down, my service dates when I served in the Navy on a submarine from 1980 to 88.
Okay.
And he said he would get back to me. Well,
when was that?
The stand down was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, sir. Okay. I went to it. Okay, I went to it.
But so, I do want to point out that a year ago they diagnosed him with tumors in his back and melanoma on his face.
This was a VA, correct?
Yes.
In L.A., they sent him to L.A. for an MRI, and since then is when they started having trouble with his paperwork.
Okay, now let me ask you something. So this stand-down they had, actually it wasn't 2 weeks, it was last week. The one
yes,
in San
sir.
Louis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you don't do me, sir, for God's sake. I should call you, sir. So here's the thing.
Yes, I'm probably a little bit older than you.
Well, not just that, but I honor your service, sir. So they have they took an application at that point.
They took all the information down.
When did he say they were going to get back to you?
They were supposed to send me a letter to Prado with my DD-14 or my registration to go apply for, to go back to the Veterans Building to reply.
But so we don't know how long it's going to be.
I have no idea.
Been about a week. It was last Thursday, I think, was a stand down.
Yes.
Okay, so it's been about a week.
And they were very corrigible. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
They're doing the best they can.
No, not necessarily.
And there's a lot of veterans out there that
They may not be doing the best they can at all. That's why I'm trying to want to help you.
Yeah.
So here's what I would suggest we do. If you can stand it, is wait one. Now, do you have any problem going in and getting your mail from the Prado Center?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's
he's not sleeping inside anymore. He's moved to the creek in order to keep Prado happy with so he can eat at Prado. So he no longer has an indoor place to sleep.
No.
God almighty. Okay, anyway, so here's the deal. I would say let's wait a week.
Okay.
All right, so we'll plan on next Friday. We'll wait maybe a week. Okay, we'll wait a week. If that doesn't happen, then I'm going to suggest to you, all it can do is burn a day of your life and won't cost you anything,
mm-hmm.
is to get your free ride to Santa Maria, or I'll just pay for it. I can get it free. Don't worry about it. I get your ride to Santa Maria, then you go down to L.A. The biggest pain in the butt
yes.
in L.A. is you don't come back till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes,
so.
I know.
But here's, understand something. I want you to know what can happen for you. Now, if they don't admit you in L.A., I'm going to strangle myself. But here's the deal. So know that this is what happens. If you go down there and they say, okay, we're going to try to figure this out, you know, and try to help you out. Let's say they're not going to do it that day. Let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
Know that you can go to, there's a concierge, a Marine concierge at the mm-hmm. VA, and you say, I need a chit for lunch. And
mm-hmm.
you'll eat lunch, they'll give you a chit, and you'll have free lunch in the cafeteria. Anything you need. I mean, if they said to you, well, we can't really deal with you till tomorrow, go back to the concierge and
mm-hmm.
say, I can't go all the way back to San Luis because I can't, and I have to come back in tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If that happens to you, go back to
yes.
the concierge Marine guy, say, where's the guy that has all the coupons, and they will give you a taxi ride to the motel that's down the street.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about.
Okay.
I have been there before.
Okay, that little travel lodge.
I did my MRI.
Okay.
So, and I do have all my medical records that show everything.
You have medical records?
Yes. Yes.
For the love of God, man, we got to get you to just, okay, we should wait for the DD-214 because that's the coup de grace, you know.
Yeah.
But if you don't have it, screw it. I just want you to go down there, walk through the front door and say, here I am and please help me. You know, I don't know what's happened with this record thing, but I'm just telling you, that's what we need to do.
I'm not proud of what I did in the service because I did return fire and I hurt people in Panama. But that's kind of what the whole backbone of the thing, why I probably have not gone forward and try to receive all this stuff.
Randy, here's something else that may be on top. If for you to say that to me this far along in life, for you to say that to me, you may need PTSD counseling. I would bet you do. If you're living in a damn creek, you probably do. So understand where my position was from. I understand what you're going through with combat. I was in combat for a year in Vietnam. I have two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star. So I understand how that works.
Yeah,
so,
I'm very proud.
Okay, but here's the deal. But if you're feeling bad about yourself because of that war, or you're feeling bad about what you did during the war, you need to talk to people because you need to get your head right because it's way too past time to be feeling bad about it. Now, so what we'll do is let's wait the week, all right? and see if his TD-214 comes in. And if it doesn't, by God, we're just going to get you on that bus and send you down. And if you have medical records, great. Just go down there and say, here. But they don't. They're telling me they don't have my records. I asked the guy at the VA center. I said, John, who's been there for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually become part of the building. I don't think he moved. But he. I asked him. I said, they're not going to throw him out, are they? He said, I can't imagine it. So, okay, so that we'll work on that. Okay.
No, all my paperwork's clean.
That's cool.
I was discharged with clean paper.
People are going to wonder, nothing. And if you're willing to tell this or not tell this, how'd you end up in the situation you're in?
I was born and raised in Cayucas.
Really?
Went into the service in 1980, did two tours, and was discharged in 1988, and then my head was... Like you were saying, I was pretty much
right.
having nightmares and things like that. But so I went to Hawaii for a couple of years, used all my back pay, and then I came back home and got married. And I'm not married anymore, unfortunately.
Why are you homeless and sitting
in
the creek?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I want to hear about your background.
I worked for a construction company in San Luis Obispo for 10 years. I was a concrete foreman. And because of the economy, they released 10 of us. And one day we got our pink slip, and that was
How long ago was that?
It was 5 years ago.
Wow.
I lost my home. I lost my vehicle.
Man. And there's a lot of that happening, really, to tell you the truth. And it's just so awful.
I want to say that what's going on with Brandy is going on with many, many more.
Yes. Right.
There is a group that just started. It's called RVs for Vets, and they're giving RVs to vets. They gave two away last week during the Veterans Services Day. Now, while they're giving these RVs to them, one of them went to a male and one went to a female that has a child. She came back from the war, couldn't get a job. They gave her this RV for her and her child that were homeless, and so they had nowhere to go. And now they also wanted to park on Prado, and now she has nowhere to park this RV to be out of the elements.
That was my point. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay. But once you receive an RV, whether it be a camper or a trailer or whatever, we have no place to park.
Right.
We can't. The night shelter on McMillan, we can't park on the street there. I think they'd rather just see us go away.
Did either Stu Jenkins or Sora Rizzo talk to you, the two lawyers? Did they talk to you directly?
Yes. Okay. Yes, they did.
And I talked to them today, and you wanted an update on their cases.
Good, okay.
Okay, the city hired a high-priced attorney firm out of Oakland, which is going to probably cost more than this case is even going to bring in, to try to fight ticketing of the homeless. Yesterday, there were two different motions heard. The attorneys for the city tried to do a demur and say that they didn't have legal action to take this. This was heard by Judge Crandall, Charles Crandall. The other one, Stu Jenkins and Sorrow, are still trying to get injunctive relief. They're trying to say, hey, until this case is settled, you can't ticket anymore. They both went in front of the judge. The judge heard both of them. He did not rule yet. He did order both into the middle or end of June, they have to go into a mediation where a settlement. They have to go in and try to settle together in front of Judge Paquet. Now, if the settlement doesn't, if the settlement, they all agree to something, that'll be over. If not, then Crandall will have to rule.
The last time that I'm sorry,
The
last time that I attended a city council meeting,
yes, sir.
They talked about the homeless and the parking and trying to find out. There was an attorney there that represented us about trying to find, like, churches or parking lots that weren't used at nighttime. They discussed that for all of about probably 4 minutes, and then they started talking about when they were going to meet again the whole time.
I'm going to say something.
And I'm not just, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Randy, that's not being disrespectful. All right, let me be disrespectful. You just sit there, watch me. All right, because here's the deal. And I've said this to Karen. This seems very obvious to me, and I think to Karen also, but I'll go ahead and voice the opinion. we're not helping the homeless. We are trying to get them to leave. I mean, it's like the nose on your face.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to say, okay, we don't want trailers on Prado Road, so the way to get rid of them, or campers, the way to get rid of them is to have them go someplace else. And because they're not accommodating whatsoever, the city is not being accommodating through this program.
No.
And I find it absolutely appalling, I have to tell you. I can't imagine living in a creek. It absolutely blows my mind. And worse than that, is that here you have a distinguished and a decorated military man who's having to go through this crap. And it just offends me beyond belief.
I mean, just my personal experience, I take a sign out that says, have work. I have 30 years of concrete carpentry experience. I don't ask for money. A person offered me $100 one day, and I turned it down. I said, unless you have work for me to do, I don't want. Because he looked like you and I, you know. But he was just trying to be helpful, and I just said, "No, unless you have some work for me to do to accomplish what you're handing me."
Now, what are you surviving on? What do you have?
I have food stamps. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
And this is
Prado. I eat lunch at Prado.
And this is not. I mean, this is becoming a common problem. But the other issue is that the Prado Day Center is now putting down rules that they're not going to allow people to eat there that don't follow their rules. They also, again, wanting people to give their sign over their income, their disability check, or whatever they have coming in.
70% of it.
70% if you're single. I think it's only 60 if you're a family. They want 60%.
They shouldn't take 1 cent. They shouldn't take 1%. We're providing a service. This is supposed to be a service we're providing to homeless people.
You don't
take money from them.
And Prado does not have enough parking area to supply more than maybe 4 or 5 motorhomes.
Well, the advantage is here's we have a situation where, you know, who has money, who is homeless has money for gasoline to drive around.
Especially these days.
Yeah, for these days. So here's the rock and a hard place. Now, I noticed where I live, there's a place, kind of this one place down by the railroad tracks where I live, and I every now and then see a couple of vans down there, you know, but they're not. Somebody'd have to go out of their way to look out their window and see them. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're in a place that's sort of a blind spot. Mm-hmm. So I think they're smart in doing that so the cops don't come.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this has been going on for a long time. Matter of fact, I have an old friend and associate I work with in radio who by his own choice, and because he was an alcoholic and chose to be an alcoholic and chose to kill himself as an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and lived in a camper, and he was traveling all over town trying to, you know, hide and find places. And he was just like you. I want to say that Randy, as I look here looking at Randy Reed, and you're going to say to yourself, well, a guy that lives in a creek, you know, he must be pretty gamey looking. You know, I'm serious. I think, you know, you have to, but he's not. Bill, my friend, was always neat, tidy, the whole shebang. So you have to also remember, don't just get an idea of what homelessness is and say, okay, that's what I'm setting on, so let's just get rid of the damn people.
No, I'm not the one that had the highest IQ in the world, but I do, you know, I can do physical labor from my father's construction company. That's where I learned the trade.
Now, I don't want to ask you where you're living in the creek. I don't think that's a good idea. Let me ask you this, though. How many people approximately are in your general area at this time?
There's nobody.
Oh, you have your own spot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We've found that it's better if we separate the people that do live on the creek, because fish and game comes, the park ranger comes down, and if they see more than one or two tents, they get a little intense about people all gathering up there. And believe me, we don't drink, we don't do drugs, we're just trying to survive, that's all. I mean, I've drank creek water out of there because I couldn't get water to my tent. I'm not trying to make you feel sorry.
Hey,
that's not my point.
I feel glad for me. I'm the lucky guy. I'm sitting here with a job, you know, and I'm the lucky one. That's what I'm feeling. I'm just thinking to myself there, but for the grace of God, you know. And, of course, if they throw me out of the radio station, I'll be down there with you. You can introduce me to what you got to do.
I can probably find a spot for you.
Thank you. Okay. That's a deal. So, Karen, all I can say to you is you have just got to carry this flame for the homeless in CalCoastNews.com. And so is there a temporary injunction against some of this enforcement?
They won't give the temporary injunction until they have a settlement hearing.
And that's not till the end of the month.
Yeah, that's not till the end of the month. So right now they've been trying, Sorrow and Stu have been trying intensely to get them to stop. But they've actually, haven't they increased their raids of the camps, their nightly ticketing?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And how often?
It's called illegal lodging,
and
it's $300.
I can't for the life of me why, but I obviously there's something I'm missing here that I don't get. But the part that I don't get is that if they, why are they picking on the homeless this way? Why don't they just leave them the hell alone for a month and see what the judge says? If the judge says, guess what? They're within their right to say that you have to do this and you can't do that. You got to pay us 70% of your check. Then you people have to decide, okay, am I staying in San Luis Obispo or going someplace else? I understand that. But in the meantime, for this month of June, until such a decision is made, I find it abhorrent, irresponsible, disrespectful, you name it, for the homeless shelter to say to people, this is what you can and cannot do.
And we don't litter. I mean, everybody picks up their trash. Everybody takes care of one another. If there's something that goes on and something has to be mentioned to somebody, is going, hey, you know, you might want to pick this up.
Well, here's what I said.
It's taken care of.
Here's what I said, Randy. I said, you know what? If one of the complaints is that, you know, people pee by a tree or they take a poop behind a bush or whatever,
no,
I'm just saying something.
Does that.
Okay, but let's just say. That's okay. But here's the point. Why isn't the city, through the homeless program, providing honey huts down there for people to use?
The only one that we have is the one by J.W. Duar.
Jed Duar, yeah.
Yeah, Duar. Yeah. And I'm sure they're not very appreciative of all the homeless people using it, because after 4 o'clock, the social service building is closed at 5, and then and Prado is closed. So there, children and other people that need to use the restroom, they have to go find another place to go.
This whole thing's driving me insane. Now, let me ask another question. So do you have a place to shower? Do they have showers at the Prado Daycare Center?
Yes, they do. Yes.
And you're allowed to use those?
Yes. As long as he doesn't sleep in the car.
As long as you don't sleep in a car. As long as you sleep in a creek, you can take a shower. Holy.
I have taken a bath in the creek.
God damn. All right. Well, okay. I just can't. All right. So between Karen Veeley and I can't solve everybody's problems. Karen has the power of the pen. You know, but I can certainly try to do something for you, because you're a fellow in arms, and I'm going to make sure that they take care of you down in L.A.
I want to point out a lot of these people are vets. When you walk along, you'll have, especially people that have health problems. You know, there are a fair amount of people down there, you know, that are not going to work right now. You have cancer. You have tumors in your back. Several people have terminal illnesses, and In the referendum that Adam Hill signed about what the homeless are, there's two types: those that are going to go back to work and become productive members of society, and those that don't want to and want to do drugs and drink. Well, that's not the face of all the homeless. There are many other types of homeless. There are people down there that are 70 years old. There are people with no legs down there.
But here's the point. If I don't care if somebody does take drugs and drinks, that's a problem of being homeless. If you have no way to get into a system or a program that helps you kick that, you know, if you have no means to available to you to say, I don't want to do drugs, I don't want to drink, you know, then you're stuck. So what do? Because that's what you're used to try to put, you know, block everything out of your life that's terrible. You drink and you take drugs. So it's a never-ending cycle of insanity because nobody's being helped. I tell you what, I'm going to do a little bit harder work around this thing. I'm gonna see if I can. I have a card from somebody that's a mucky muck in the VA. I forget why I have it, but I'm gonna find out. You know what are you going to do for people that live in a creek, that are homeless, that don't have a DD-214 in their wallet, and need help.
And I also, you were going to go by the ACLU. Stu Jenkins contends that several of the rules at the Prado Day Center are actually unconstitutional. For example, if you're going to have lunch there, you have to sign a form that they can search you whenever they want and your vehicles.
It's not only unconstitutional. Can I tell you something? Forget about constitutional. It's immoral what is going on here. This is downright immoral. I don't understand this. Pretty soon they'll say, guess what? We can whip you people and put you in stocks. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
I do think the ACLU, I've looked online. They have done dozens and dozens of lawsuits on behalf of homeless vets when the services are not given in the way that is constitutionally correct. Social services are required to follow law. You cannot have, and the funding does. There is government funding going into the Prado Day Center.
I was just going to say, we're not asking for a handout. We're asking just for a hand up.
There you go.
That's
man. All right. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll talk about, Randy, can you put up with us talking about other stuff?
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it.
I'm happy to have you here. No, really. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I don't have any special sound effects or anything anymore. my computer died. All that fancy stuff is gone.
I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy, alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, or give us a call at 544-7928. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op of San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
Here we go again, another election with a politician telling a whopper of a tale. Jim Patterson is falsely attacking his opponent because he can't run on his own record. On jobs, Jim takes credit for creating 1,000. But we all know politicians don't create jobs, businesses do. Jim Patterson actually jeopardizes our economic growth with his reckless policies. Take Jim's plastic bag ban. It institutes a 6-month jail sentence and a $1,000 per day fine for small businesses that give out plastic bags to customers. On taxes and spending, Jim Patterson voted in support of raising property taxes on homeowners in order to purchase mosquito-eating fish. He actually did that. Then Jim spent $200,000 tax dollars to run a campaign to approve the property tax hike. No surprise, voters overwhelmingly defeated Jim's measure. There's a better choice for supervisor, Debbie Arnold. A small business owner for 17 years, Debbie earned the trust and endorsement of deputy sheriffs. Vote Debbie Arnold for supervisor.
Paid for by Debbie Arnold for supervisor, 2012.
All right, you're back with Bill. You're back with Randy. You're back with Karen Vili. And as I sit here and start to fume. And I have to ask Randy a question, and now and then I will, just because I'm just good every night. Or if I throw something, like they throw they throw shoes, you know, that's supposed to okay. God, I'm upset about this. All right, let's go down with other things, because we've got a lot of the crazy things going on in the world. Go ahead.
I want to bring up something. I had a little computer trouble myself today, so a couple stories I was working on were not posted. But I find it very interesting, the story about the Cal Poly Cuesta voter registration forms not being put inside. What it was not said, and legally we have a right to know who was collecting the signatures. I've asked Julie Rodewald and I've asked the state controller's office, and I'm waiting for a call back. Julie wanted to verify that it's public record, but I've had an attorney tell me it's absolutely public record. They have to tell us. Here's the other interesting thing on this. Well, the students will be allowed to vote if they want to, and this wasn't an unusual amount of students. The person that didn't turn those in, that is a misdemeanor. I think it's 11083.
Whatever. It's a $1,000 fine, possibly.
Per case.
Per signature?
Per signature.
Holy.
Per registration form. I looked at another guy that did this. He had two. He had $2,000 in fines, 6 months probation, and like 40 hours community service. This is 900. Now, they sometimes, I was looking at different cases, they'll sometimes plead you down to half. That's still $450,000. I mean, this is, that's the bigger issue, is this is not a $1,000 fine. This is a $900,000 fine.
Okay, let's do the other part of the story. So let's clarify something. So Julie Rodewald is trying to provide a way for some of these people to somehow register, correct?
Well, they can't. What all the students have to do, and let's explain what happened. There was someone was collecting a signature, you know, registration was voter registration at both Cal Poly and Cuesta. This person, by law, you have to turn in within 3 days. Unless the election is coming up quickly, it has to be turned in by the time of the election, or it is a misdemeanor. Now, let's say it's 10 days before and you hold them 5 days. There's actually another statute that if it's not time, if you actually get them in on time, the misdemeanor goes away. The only time they actually enforce it if you didn't get it in. These were received 4 days after. Julie Rodewald cannot legally allow these 900 people to vote, but she can. What they do is, they can come in and file for a permission, you know, for there being a problem, a judge then can approve it. And it, you know, with this, the way this is looking, that will happen. Meanwhile, the state is looking, doing a fraud investigation, and this very, it's a misdemeanor, but it's a misdemeanor, 900 misdemeanors on the person that didn't turn these in on time.
Now, it's been suggested, well, it hasn't been suggested, it's been the question, there's a question mark. Do we believe that this person didn't turn the signatures in on purpose? Or they just said, well, 4 days late, what the heck?
I have a feeling it's just 4 days late, what the heck. Here's the thing. This isn't a large amount for students. I think in 2010, I talked to Julie. She thinks between 1,000 and 2,000 just at Cal Poly alone were brought in the November election right before. This is common for different groups to do election promotions at the colleges and the universities. But here's the strange thing. Most of them don't end up voting anyway. It's really, they don't end up being a voice because most of the young people, it's a dismal percentage that will actually then carry through and vote.
Well, I said, you know, yesterday I was talking about the fact that an issue in San Luis Obispo has always been, and in many college towns, should the kids be voting in this town or should the kids be voting from where they are, where they actually live, home of record, so to speak, as we used to call it in the service, their home of record, is that where they should be voting? My brain says that it's too complicated a system, but my brain says, well, for if you're going to be here for a year's time, let's say, and let's say you're a freshman, then you're a junior, then a sophomore, a senior, freshman, junior, whatever the hell it is. Sorry, if you're in that category of stuff, it would certainly seem to me that 3 out of 4 years, it would make sense that you vote in San Luis Obispo because you're going to be affected by what that vote is. But you have the kids that are taking finals next week. Now, if a kid's taking a final, he's a senior, and then the senior goes, and June 5th, he votes Tuesday and leaves on Thursday, that's kind of weird to me. I have to be honest with you.
Yes,
that's kind of weird.
And I do agree that that is weird. But, again, historically, students, they register to vote in large amounts. Think about how many students are at Cal Poly, and in 2010, you had almost 2,000 register. So they register, but they don't actually go out and vote. It's very rare that the students go out and have their voices heard.
Well, the reason is because Tuesday night is taco night all over town, you know, dollar taco, dollar tacos, you know what I'm saying? Dollar tacos and dollar brewskis, you know, that's why.
If I could just interrupt for a minute, don't they make absentee ballots? I've received one.
They do, and that's how I vote now. I think a lot of people do now.
But these students, they often do this push right before the election. They're not going to have a chance to get an absentee.
Right,
These are people that just signed up at the last minute to vote.
Now, and understand this. Here's a person goes out. They represent the county, mm-hmm. and they say, okay, they represent the Judy Rodewald's office. And so what they do is they say, okay, I'm here on campus. You can sign up with me, and then you'll be registered to vote, which is what they all did. Then the person didn't turn it in on time. So that's just wacky. Now, and so there's other questions that come out of this, of course. Is the person that has done this, have they done it before? Is it somebody who's not competent to do this and not competent to get something in on time?
I've never heard of it happening here before. Sometimes when they're at the schools, the different, like in 2010, it was a contest between all the California State Universities who could get the most signatures, who could get the most students to register. So very often, and I'm trying to find out, again, I've asked Julie Rodewald, I've asked the state, I have people at the university trying to find out for me. I'm hoping to have this and have something posted by the end of the day. I had a little bit of computer trouble also this morning, but there should be something up. But I think it's going to be interesting. This person has to be pretty stressed right now.
Yours probably an infected mind, I bet, somehow, from across town. even though she and I have never communicated on the computer, somehow I suspect there's something in the works.
Or somebody's after us. No, I'm kidding. Conspiracy theories.
The Israelis, you know what I mean? They said, Iran's not enough for us. We've got to try to get two people in San Luis Obispo.
I was using – my problem wasn't actually my computer. I was trying to work on somebody else's computer, and I just couldn't this is going to sound terrible. It was a Mac. And a Mac, everybody says they're better. I couldn't figure out how to cut and paste things. I couldn't put pictures in. I couldn't save things.
If you're working with Microsoft and that system, and then all of a sudden you turn around and somebody says, here, try this Apple thing, I think for most of us we're going to go, say what?
I felt confused. It was frustrating. You know, it was just, I could not do anything.
God, that's amazing.
Yeah, so all right.
All right, let's talk about the things that are going on.
Technology is just a beautiful thing.
It is. It really is. All right, and luckily you can avoid it quite a bit in your present state, but we're going to see if we can change
it. Especially living on a creek, you're going to avoid it a lot.
I'm going to say we're going to see if we can change that. I'm nuts now. All right, let's talk about other things that are going on. This was interesting, that what happened with Sam Blakesley, and he introduced this bill, and it was co-authored by a guy who's going to try to carry it through. But, you know, the idea was, you know, well, you can't take perks beyond $25 as far as being a legislator from PACs or from anybody else. And it's noble sounding. It bothers me a little bit that Sam's doing it when he's leaving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It makes him look like a real star by doing this, but so far, I have not questioned Sam Blakesley's integrity. And people that I know that have had to deal with our elected representatives in this area for everything. Sam Blakesley has been the most, and his office has been the most responsive to every single thing they promise to do, to a meetings they're supposed to show up at, to events they're supposed to attend.
Yes.
Sam Blakesley's been a star, I'm going to say that.
Yes.
And I'm dismayed by other people who have said, oh, yeah, we'll be there, we'll help you out, and they've just fallen on their face. I mean, this is like VA stuff, like the Vets Express, that the people don't show up at the meetings, and it's totally important that they do.
And Blakesley has, in fact, one day I picked up the phone in the morning, and it was Sam himself telling me he was happy I did an article. It was on beauty and barbershops, and some actions that a really over-aggressive inspector was doing. And he'd had several people come to him also, and he said, I've been trying to get this stopped. Thank you for getting it out to the public. And he has, for a public official to call a reporter and thank them for making something public, he is pretty pretty open to questions. He also, if you call his office, you do get a call back. Well, more so than many of our local politicians.
And let me say this, and especially because I have a veteran here, the Vets Express would never have made it without Sam Blakesley, you know, helping us out the way he has, and there's no question about that. So that's really cool. So I mean, we appreciate what he's done. Now,
and can I pitch something really quick, and then we'll go back?
Yeah.
This weekend is the AMP Surf, and
right,
for those
right.
that don't know what this
right.
is, it's primarily vets that come back, and they're vets that have lost a leg or lost an arm, and they teach them to surf and try to help them recover into society through surfing. I went and watched the film last night. They had a couple films over at the Fremont. They were incredible. Yeah. And it is an all-weekend tonight. They're going to do it at the Cliffs. I think it's 55 at the door. It's almost sold out. Then there's a dinner tomorrow night, and there's an event on Sunday. So there's plenty of things. And all the money, they have one person that works for this. All the monies go back into helping vets learn to surf.
And here's a guy, this Kim Heldreth, who's an older man, and he's blind. And AmpSurf helped teach him how to surf blind.
I saw him last night.
Oh,
he
did?
There.
Okay. Yeah. So now he's totally into the surfing idea. Yeah. What did he say he wanted to do next? He wanted to skydive or do something else insane. Yeah. But anyway, that's cool. So Dana Cummings, who started AmServe, of course, is now the services coordinator at the Vets Center here in San Luis Obispo. And I hear nothing but wonderful things about him. I've tried to meet him 5 times. He's never around. I can't get in touch with him. But anyway. So that's good news. So AmServe, and yesterday had a huge, huge welcoming thing at the airport all afternoon because all these people came in on these airplanes. So, and they had, I think we had a total, what I counted up, 23 wounded warriors came in to participate in this AmServe thing. So that's really cool.
I think they do a very, very nice job. Do you want to talk a little bit about Maldonado's troubles?
Well, yes, we can, but here's the thing, and you may have more insight to it than I do. When things are in the middle of contention with the IRS, I tend not to really pay attention that much to it until there's an outcome. Because the IRS makes a lot of people half crazy, you know. So it just depends.
Absolutely. But you were getting to something about showing up at events.
Yeah.
I've had several different agencies call me, mostly women's clubs. He was supposed to speak at the Atascadero Women's Group, Republican Women's Group. 30 minutes before he was supposed to do a forum with his opponent. This is terrible. His opponent, he canceled. And I have been told by members of the Republican Party locally, this is his 9th cancellation right before something started, that he has not been showing up at.
That's what I hear. Matter of fact, there's a huge thing they do. Where was it? Oh, God, who was telling me about this thing? It was the Rolling Thunder people. And there was a big deal, you know, and they expected him to be there, and he never showed up for that. So it's like, I don't know.
And I don't know why this is
well,
going
what do you
on.
Want to, what do you, let's talk about his tax problems. I mean, is current ad where he's standing in the middle of a strawberry field, and they pan the strawberry field. There's not a single person doing stoop labor, but he talks about all the good jobs that they get. Anyway, I find that a little, okay, fine. Good job, Abel. Now, but his here he's got, I think he, if I'm not mistaken, he has compounded. The family has issues with the IRS, and he's 1/3 of that business.
He was 1/3, but he was a finance guy. He was a guy that did the paperwork for the IRS.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But he has a more direct problem with the IRS.
And also, they are tying back business claimed expenses to his campaign, to his remodeling his bathroom. To family driving cars, they're tying this back to personal expenses.
Let's, Abel, get hold of John Edwards. Get hold of John Edwards. He just skipped out of the whole thing. I can't believe he walked. He didn't even have a little muss in his hair. You know, in that perfect haircut. He just walked out of that court with a big smile on his face and said, "Thank you," and now it's a done deal. Please, Abel, do yourself a favor and get hold of John Edwards. Unbelievable. The world's gone crazy. All right, other things are going on. This what's going on in San Onofre, so now the Diablo Canyon's under fire for lack of a good risk assessment. You know, I've been one of these people that always just, like, Diablo Canyon's out there. If I worried myself to death over it, I'd move. If I was that afraid of it, I'd just say, okay, fine, it seems to be well-organized. I know people that work there, and they say, no, this is what we do and how we pay attention to what we're doing and all that. But here's the problem. Now, this was, of course, PG&E's reactor, but here you had Edison's reactor down in San Onofre, and that design, of course, preceded Diablo's, but... So here's the issue to me, though. Now all of a sudden they're finding all this stuff that's going haywire with that, that plant, and it has nothing to do with operator error or anything like that. It has to do with, look what happened the other day. They found out that the thing that makes the generators turn on if there's an earthquake, there's a little device that if it gets it shakes and it makes the generators come on, and that keeps the water cool. That keeps the thing from melting down. Well, they found out that was more vulnerable in an earthquake than anything else in the damn building. So the thing would not work if there was an earthquake. So they always assuage you by going, but we had 4 hours of backup battery power, so that's really good. They had that in Fukushima, big deal.
The problem with this report, though, that came out, is the primary focus of the report and the primary problems that they had with their assessment plan is that they didn't multi-assess for flooding and hurricanes. Well, tsunamis and hurricanes. hurricanes are not a, that's a East Coast. We don't have hurricanes coming up the Pacific coastline on a regular basis. And tsunamis don't occur in certain types of, tsunamis occur because of the shaking, and then it has to hit the shallower ground.
Right,
and that
right.
causes, we don't have enough, we could have a fairly huge earthquake, and we're not going to get a tsunami like they get. We're going to get a much, remember the tsunamis, we had 5-foot waves? We're not getting the 25-foot waves coming in.
Here's an interesting thing. Speaking of Sam Blakesley, who has a degree in geology, he was very helpful in when the Paso Robles, well, it was called San Simeon quake, but it affected Paso Robles. And he said because of the depth of the water where this occurred, that's why we didn't have this. That's why we were lucky. We're sort of for the most part, immune to that. Unless the earthquake, you know, if the earthquake's, you know, miles and miles out in the Pacific, which is something we're not even looking at, you know, then that could cause a problem. But the Hosgree Fault and all that stuff, on the depth of those, they say that, you know, we don't have an issue. He said, because if we had an issue, if this was further out in the ocean, the San Simeon quake, he said it would have taken out Pismo Beach, it would have taken out Shell Beach, it would have taken out Morro Bay, it would have taken out everything.
But still, you're not going to get the, because the depth of our ocean, That's what I'm saying. It is, even with, we had that one tsunami that came in, and I mean, everybody was out there watching, you had a foot wave in Avila. We don't.
well, here's the other, here's the weird thing. And of course, there was some damage to a boat and a dock in Morro Bay. It could be that there was a shaky dock and a shaky boat.
Well, there was in some areas it was up to 5 feet, but again, if you have a depth of ocean, even if it was farther out, you're not going to get when it comes up to cause a tsunami. You have to have shallow water, We don't have a shallow shelf here. We are not in danger of a giant tsunami. And look how high up it sits.
And here's the other thing: the least in danger in all the world is Monterey. Because the depth of Monterey Bay is extraordinary. I mean, it is absolutely almost bottomless. So they're in good shape up there. All right, other things in the news. What else is going on you want to talk about? There's nothing. I don't know what else to say about the chief of police, the ex-chief of police.
I do want to say one more. Let's talk a little bit about that. There is another issue going on. And it's been about... I've had several people come to me, I think I said this before, and say there's been some issues with people getting threats from officers. We're talking about people that are serving police officers, threatening others not to talk about this. Meanwhile, I went and met with some of her neighbors who contend that they're... I've had people tell me that she's a swinger. I've had dispatchers tell me there's been swinging at some of the parties. I've had a number of things. The neighbor said there are several couples there on that area right there that are swingers. They've been swingers for years. They even talked to me about running naked from backyard to backyard through the fences. I mean, and they said this has been going on. They've called them the swingers forever. Everybody in the street knows this. There is allegations that several others in the police department might also be swingers. I think there's a real big fear of this getting out, but when you have allegations that acting police officers are threatening people, and then meanwhile, about 3 weeks ago, Jim App's son was posting on YouTube, the kid's I think about 16, that his dad was going to have police officers go after people that were talking. I find it awfully odd that Jim App's son is saying this on YouTube, and then shortly after that, you have officers going after people. It could be just a coincidence. Or he might have overheard something. But how often do you think a kid would say, my dad's going to take care of this through the police department?
You know, I don't have a dog in the fight, but I sit here. I've been doing this for 35 years, observing what goes on around us, and that's what I comment on. And I have to tell you, Jim App seems to me to be as large a black eye on a city as I've seen before. I'm just going to say that. He is a black eye to that city of Paso Robles. I mean, this is unheard of, the crap that's going on there. Now I got to go backwards and ask another question because I forgot to ask it. So who does DTOR answer to?
Well, DTOR, CAPSLO is the overriding agency.
Now, what's CAPSLO?
CAPSLO is Community Action Partnerships. They actually do some very good things.
Okay,
CAPSLO oversees a whole group of nonprofits that help the elderly, the sick.
CAPSLO is what, a county agency?
No, it's a
state agency?
It's a nonprofit, but see, again, we may call the Homeless Prado Center a nonprofit, but it takes a ton of federal and state monies, and the county is always giving them, you know, voting in to give grants. One of the things that is an issue here, you have her, you know, you have Dee Torres running Prado, then you have her boyfriend that was the chairman until I think October or November of the Homeless Services Oversight Council, which gave suggestions to the supervisor on who to give money to. Well, they cut money for community health centers. They're not giving money to mental health. They're giving all this money, extra money, to homeless services. But at the same time, they're giving resolutions that the homeless aren't, you know, we don't want the homeless that aren't. There's two categories. They want the good homeless. They want the homeless that are going back to work and going to become productive members, and they want them to give sign over their paychecks until they can get them in housing.
It's absurd. Don't start again. Okay. So here's the thing, though. But here's what I'm asking. So basically, the Board of Supervisors oversees what happens with the Prado Daycare Center.
Well, they oversee some of the monies that goes into it. It's actually the.
Well, no, wait. Who oversees Dee Torres?
Capslow.
And who's in charge of Capslow?
I can't think of her name, but I actually think usually she does a fairly good job. But I will tell you, I've heard they're furious that everybody isn't saying everything's wonderful. I've seen copies of several emails from people that are just furious that they're being called into question, that they're just not, oh, you're wonderful, you're helping the homeless. Well, you have people making fairly good salaries to be helping the homeless.
I was going to ask you, you know what Dee Torres makes?
I off the top of my head, but it's a decent salary. It's not abusive.
Okay, that's fine. All right, because I have to be honest with you. I tried to look it up, and unless you're a Karen Vealy or somebody like that that knows where to look.
Okay, it's very easy. For anyone that wants to know how to look up a nonprofit, this is super-duper easy. Type in GuideStar, do a Google search, and then it'll ask you to join. Just say, go click pass and don't join. You don't have to pay, and you can pull up the financials of all the non-profits in the country.
How much? Okay.
So that's what you if you need.
That's not where I was going. So I bought something from Amazon and went on my way. All right. Anyway, that's craziness. Let me see what else we got in the news.
And lower income. They make people of a certain income, and directors often show, but they don't show everything.
Can we talk about something that's not local?
Yes.
Just because I think it'd be fun to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And this is interesting. You know, L.A.'s talking about a plastic bag ban. And L.A. feels, even though there's five other cities, I believe, that there are counties that are, or cities and counties, I'm sorry, cities that have said, okay, we're going to ban the plastic bags, including San Luis Obispo. By the way, we're not the first at all. We're the fifth. So now L.A. is thinking that if they do this, but they had a number, they had a statistic that was insane about how much tonnage of plastic bags, of course, they put out in L.A. in a year's time. But here's the thing. I've all of a sudden begun to and they say if they do it in L.A. that they maybe then will start a national trend. But I've all of a sudden I was thinking today about this thing, and I realized there's two unintended consequences about this ban. And this may sound like no big deal, but when you start to wait in line longer at the supermarket because of this, you're going to be torqued off. You know the people whose brains are not attached to their spinal column, so that when they're checking out their hand should be writing out the check until they get to the amount of money that they have to pay, and then it would only take them 2 seconds to write that in, and then they're done. But they don't even start. They don't even get the checkbook out till the lady says, "This is how much it is," and the got bag boys off in the parking lot, you know, and then they start writing the check. Those people. All right. Here's what's going to happen though to everybody. So let's say you didn't bring your own bag. So now you're going to pay a dime for a paper bag. Two things are going to happen. Number one is you can't begin to check out with a number until they decide how many bags you're going to use. They have to add that on to the total at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be screwy. They're going to have to add it on at the end. 30 cents, I mean, it's like, oh, my God. All right, whatever. So they're going to have to add. Then the other thing that's an unintended consequence of this I guarantee you, I absolutely 100% guarantee you, in this world we live in today, people are going to argue about how many bags the bag boy used. They will. It's 10 cents, but if they say, no, you didn't put enough stuff in that one, or I take some out of that one, I mean, it's going to be just this joke.
I understand the plastic bag ban. I don't understand the 10 cents for a paper one. We're not having a paper bag ban. Why are we charging for paper bags?
Yeah, what's the point of that?
You know, and some people are not going to want to carry grocery bags in their car, and some people think it's unsanitary. So why charge for the paper? If you want to ban plastic, ban the plastic. But a lot of the cities aren't not everybody's charging for paper. We have a plastic bag ban, five others do. Our plastic bag ban may be different.
That's right. But again, you're right. It's foolish. All the paper's recyclable in paper bags. It's all been recycled at least once. And so there's not even an issue with this stuff, as far as I know. So you're right. I don't know why we're doing this. I guess it's supposed to be like, well, for 10 cents, it'll sure make you bring in your other bags. No, it won't for 10 cents.
I mean, there are people that are not going to, you know, I stop by the store without thinking. And, you know what I mean? You're probably going to have to wash these things. And what costs more, washing and drying? You know the cost in electric of drying things?
Right, that and just resources, water and the whole thing. So anyway, I understand the plastic thing, and it's okay with me. I'm not going to lose sleep over the plastic bag thing. I don't have time for that. But I got to worry about my friend over here. But the paper part is like.
You know, that's the part that I was surprised at. I was like, why are we doing the 10 cents for the paper? The rest of it, I truly believe that the plastic bag ban has some good reasons.
All right. I want you guys to stay in touch with us here on 1340 KYNS. I'm going to start to dive into the fray here on behalf of Randy Reed and others. I thank Randy for being here. Thanks for coming in today, sir. And, Karen, I thank you. You got anything coming up this week that you're going to come in and tell me about?
Yes, we have a number of good stories. And I had some family issues.
You have 5 seconds.
And so, but I'm getting back. We're really backed up on stories. There's going to be some big stories coming out of CalCoastNews.com.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Fear and loathing in the markets today. Trader Art Hogan.
Investors take a sharp turn to the exit doors, and we've seen that en masse today.
Stocks plunged on word that unemployment rose to 8.2% after a meager 69,000 jobs were created in May. At the close, the Dow was off 279 points. NASDAQ fell about 78 and the S&P dropped 32. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
They're getting bad news on the job market. Europe's crisis seems to be going from bad to worse. And now we've wiped out all of our gains for the year thus far in the stock market. Not a lot of compelling reasons to get into this market right now.
As the economy weakens, though, so do crude oil prices.
Sure, the jobs report was pretty bad, but there's a sort of silver lining. Bleak reports on U.S. unemployment and manufacturing have helped trigger a plunge in oil prices. So when you head to the gas pump over the next few weeks, you should see the numbers spinning a little slower. The price of a barrel of benchmark oil has fallen about 20% over the past few weeks. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is now down to $3.61 and heading lower, maybe to around $3.40 by Labor Day.
CBS's Sam Litzinger. And Americans are still buying cars. Most of the big automakers report double-digit sales gains in May. Jessica Caldwell of Edmunds.com.
You look at the fleet and how old cars are out there. I mean, that's still going to drive sales. So I still think that we're going to have, a lot of the same growth that we've seen this month in the past few months.
Toyota reported an 87% sales increase over a year. Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman is going back to jail. CBS's Peter King joins us live from Orlando.
Prosecutor Bernie Della Rionda quoted jail conversations that contradicted what Zimmerman and his family later said at his bond hearing for the shooting of Trayvon Martin.
This court was led to believe that they didn't have a single penny.
When, in fact, Zimmerman had accumulated a defense fund worth thousands before that hearing. That was enough for Judge Kenneth Lester.
At this time, revoke his bond, place him in no bond status.
Benjamin Crump is the attorney for Trayvon Martin's parents.
It's very important because his credibility is the most important thing in this entire case.
Zimmerman's been in hiding. Now he has 48 hours to surrender. Pam?
CBS's Peter King live in Orlando. Calming winds are helping firefighters battle the biggest wildfire in New Mexico history. Fire spokesman Jerry Perry says the blaze is massive and only about 10% contained.
And the acreage amounts to about 337 square miles, which is actually larger than the city of New York, which is 304 square miles.
The fire charred an additional 39 square miles in the past 24 hours. A forecast for thunderstorms and dry lightning over the Black Hills has raised fears of more wildfires. This is CBS News.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Chances are there's a favorite shirt or sweater in your closet with the Lands' End label inside. You know us for classic American style and quality that's guaranteed, period. Now meet Lands' End Business Outfitters. We'll embroider your company logo on everything from polos to outerwear. Our quality unifies teams and makes brands better. Small companies to market leaders like Caterpillar and Southwest Airlines are dressing employees at Lands' End Business Outfitters. Find out why at landsend.biz. That's landsend.biz.
Some of the jurors in the John Edwards trial are speaking out today and saying it was a weak case. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Jurors in John Edwards' trial, who appeared on network talk shows this morning, said the government had a weak case against him. Teresa Fuller told ABC's Good Morning America there was too little evidence and that Edwards should never have been on trial.
I felt like the evidence just wasn't there.
One juror said it would have been good for Edwards to testify about the money from two wealthy donors he was accused of misusing. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Dueling lawsuits now dropped. A private bus driver in Ohio accused actor Matthew Fox of punching her, and Heather Borman sued the law star for $75,000. He countersued, claiming she assaulted him and slandered him. The incident occurred last August when Borman stopped Fox from boarding a chartered party bus in Cleveland. Court records show they both dropped their suits. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
All I want to do when I get home from the office is watch a little TV. But by the time I get there, somebody's already hogging it. Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content.
Four different rooms of your home. That's right. One HD DVR, four rooms of shows. I'll always get to watch my shows when and where I want. Call 888-770-DISH today and find out more. That's 888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Now, a friend who teases me says, stock is cheap is really about the circle of life. That's a valid thing. This is Stock is Cheap. My friends live in New York on 1340 Kingway, and this is San Luis Obispo, your news station. Our phone numbers are 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do some reminders to you about our sponsors because I have to do it live, and I'll just kind of leave here. I want to tell you about Spencer's Fresh Markets, where freshness is local, and lots of great things going on. And this is barbecue season. This is barbecue time. Get out the queue and get throw stuff on the little barbecue because there's lots of great things. They have Harris Ranch Fresh Ground Sirloin for $4.69 a pound, and boy, does that make great burgers. They got country pork strips for $2.59 a pound. They got large barbecue oysters for $3.99 each. And the kids go, hey, what can I have? Here, have a corn dog, right here. Mara's classic corn dog, $4.99 a box. So that's a lot. And, oh, and you know what, Nancy and I saw them both said at the same time, you got to get this one with Spencer's. Kretschmer pickled pimento loaf, olive loaf, or beef bologna. So I got pickled pimento. When's the last time you had that since you were a kid? Okay, $3.99 a pound. I have got to get some of that. They got they got borscht sausage and turkey breast, which is absolutely fine. And they got all the great bakery stuff that's going on too. And so you got your deli, you got your bakery. Don't forget, if you're like it's Friday night, you're going home, you're saying, I don't need to cook something tonight. I don't want to. Go to Spencer's. They have all kinds of chickens. They got tri-tips. They got meatloaf. They got all kinds of stuff that you can get. You just take it all home, put them in salads and everything. I would do it. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast. They're in Morro Bay, Tascadero, San Diego, Orlando, and San Luis Obispo. All right, then, let me tell you what else is going on. Don't forget, Charter has this great deal of the they got the bundle going on right now. They got the most powerful internet you can get. And you can also get a free DVR to watch whenever you want. And you also get the long-distance phone stuff. You save 30% more on your household phone bills. So don't wait. Call right now to receive a free DVR on purchasing the Charter bundle starting at $79.98 per month for 12 months. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER. That's 1-888-GET-CHARTER. And let it all in, because Charter is smarter. Certain restrictions apply. Ask for details. Because this is going to be part of, the next thing we're going to talk about in a little more. Here's a letter to the editor today, and it's from the doctor, the good doctor right here. Where am I doctor letter here? There it is. I found it. Okay, here we go. We should get over tobacco and its crushed lives and families for centuries, etc. So this is on behalf of all the anti-Prop 29 ads are lies and nonsense, the same ones they used 23 years ago against Prop 299. But yes, on Prop 29, the tobacco-free California, we can all be proud of them. On behalf of the unanimous boards of the Slo County Medical Association, the California Medical Association, the San Francisco City County Health Charities, we thank you. Your yes vote helps mean future generations can save lives and billions of dollars starting right away. Dr. Steve Hansen, and from San Luis Diagnostic, Dr. Fred Bernagia. That's how I tied that in. Dr. Fred Bernagia, go to San Luis Diagnostic. They got a big, huge machine now you can get in there. You don't got to be in a little tube anymore. And it's the most up-to-date MRI machine they have. They have great X-ray machines. They have really, really nice people at San Luis Diagnostic. And the other amazing thing that you're going to love is you have an appointment time, you'll be in there by that appointment time, I promise. That doesn't mean where, you know how you go to the doctor, some doctors, they say, okay, here's your appointment time. So they're Johnny on the spot. You know, I say, okay, it's 10 o'clock, and this man could come with me. And they sit in the room, and you sit in the room for half an hour. And that's not what happens there. They need you to what you're getting done. They need you back out. It's cool. All major health insurance has said that. Speaking of that, let me go to here, because this is kind of, Jody from Templeton. I'm sorry, I have to remind people of something. In the May 30th paper, two articles caught my eye. One of them was the misuse of September 11 scholarship fund money by politicians. The other was the study that showed the minuscule amount of cigarette tax money that was actually used for its intended purpose, interdiction and education. Once again, most of the money was squandered by politicians. Keep these stories in mind when voting on tax hikes. Excuse me. The tax hike on cigarettes does not affect you if you don't smoke. Please remember that. This thing, the Yes on 29, has nothing to do with you if you don't smoke. It's a use tax. You have use tax. You have gasoline use taxes. You buy yourself a six-pack of beer. There's a use tax on that. Okay. That's because you're using it.
so you pay that tax. But this is not a general tax. I'm not going to suffer what I earn by saying, yes, I'm telling you. All of us are going to help pay less for all the people that get sick that have to be paid for. Get a grip. It's not a general tax. Just know it's on cigarettes. You have to buy the cigarettes before you pay the tax. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
And then, they've got this obligatory thing they publish four times a year for this Empire GQ in San Diego about how the APCD and why they're picking up the APCD and Mr. Larry Allen's a good guy. And why not tax the wood burners, the fire pit users, the campfire people, ruin nature, the barbecue people, destroy food, the exhaust emitters on the ocean and dunes. That he or she, whatever Empower Giacletti, I think it's a woman, she's on some national committee, stamp out fireplace fires and stuff like that. And she lives in San Jose, where the ocean breeze is about 44 miles per hour per day. Other things happen. Everything's going on in the world. So I have an article about how it's made, Arnold Patterson Hill and Margie Green, and it's a bunch. It's not cheap to run, you know. If you just want to go out there on your own, you know, and glad hand people and not get people that donate money and all that stuff, you couldn't do it anymore. You have to be out there, you have to have lots of TV advertising, and God knows there's lots of TV advertising. You might start to notice between now and Tuesday, there's shows, at certain times, shows become a little bit short, like a segment of a show. It's going to be, TV watching is going to be somewhat erratic. I mean this. Network television, local television. Which is network television. Because they have to gobble up little bits of time to squeeze all this political advertising in. Because they have the regular advertisers. Now they have the political advertisers. Other things are going on. I would not have done the study myself. I would not participate. I would not have wanted to do that either. They did a stink study. Are you ready? They had all these people wear pads under their armpits, and they had to wear, and then they had to they bathe, they shower, wash their hair, do all that kind of stuff. And they'd get all spiffy and everything. Then they put the things back in their pits and sleep at night. And so then they tested them out. And so this is how long they've been for a week. Four of them volunteered is 20 to 95. Spent 5 nights in their T-shirts with nursing pads sewn into the armpits. So then they took, by age group, the different pads. They cut them up and they stuck them in the jar. They had people sniff them. And say, what do you think? Because here's what they were trying to disprove, because this scientist that decided to do this, and probably got a grant from us for millions of dollars to do this, he grew up near, or in a, he went to the nursing home, like his mother or somebody worked in the nursing home. So, and people always said how bad it smelled, and yet he had an opposite impression of that. You know, there's a nursing home smell that has to do with the, stuff that, Lysol and whatnot. But then there's the bacteria, antibacterial stuff. But then there's the people. So people say that old people smell funny. They did this experiment, and you know what? Old people smell good. Old people smell good. And men, old men, smell like old women. Because somehow our bodies take us back to prepubescent times when we were tykes. And so that's the odor that you have. So you have actually a small person's odor, which is not bad at all. You have a little kid, you smell, they smell great. Now, the people that were in their 20s really stunk. People who were in their 50s, they really stunk bad, too. And so I don't know why all of a sudden this was a revelation when they said, even though we're not the greatest species for olfactory senses, they're saying, in recent times we found out that, spouses can identify each other by their odor and this kind of thing. They can identify their children. I don't think that I'm more of a total ourselves in the end of the fall side of evolution, that's, you know, where we are now, and Homo sapien. And yet, I've known that for years. I don't know if you've, don't you have had children? Don't they have a certain smell? Your own children have a certain smell? Other little kids can smell good, but they're not the same smell as your own children. Your wife, she has a certain smell. I like my wife's smell better. So that's the thing. I don't think we're totally ignorant of the fact that we can identify people by odor. Anyway, now the armpit odor thing is actually kind of fun. This, I find this absolutely fascinating because when I was, I believe it was in the ninth grade. I believe we did it in the ninth grade. We did this experiment. And so the idea was to not wash your gym shirt the entire year. So it got so bad. I'm serious. It got so bad you had to run to put it on so you wouldn't smell it. And then get out on the field where you're out in the fresh air and everything. I don't know if we declared a winner or not. We just all go and grub each other out really bad. All right. But the old people smell fine, thank you. Kind of a good thing. All right, that thing's going up. Okay. All right. Important study. They said that fever, if you're pregnant and you get a fever, that can double the risk of autism for your child. So they said, what's the answer to that? Take some Tylenol. Bring it on down. Bring the temperature down. So, you know, it's interesting. When people start to really pay attention, you know, I don't know why it's taking so long for some things, but that's just the way life works, I guess. I hope that's the way life works. I worry that sometimes certain research organizations and nonprofits strike their feet a little bit because, you know, if they find a cure for something, they're out of work. So, all right. Knowing how the world is now turned out as far as greed. Greed is now the worst thing that exists on the planet. So, but in the meantime, between them, I think it's fascinating what we are finding out and the new stuff we're discovering. Discover more if you can. Judge Judy's now on the internet, so she can she'll answer questions about romance, prenups, all that kind of stuff, roommates with benefits, all that kind of stuff. Join nothing, separate everything, as she says. And I occasionally will watch Judge Judy because it just makes me feel better about my own life and myself when I see the kind of people that appear before Judge Judy and have the kind of problems they have. I go, anyhow, but now Judge Judy makes $14 million a year, so, you know, somebody's supposed to be doing good, I guess. I would think. All right. I saw the other day that they had a thing to pick about how much it costs to get these amusement parks now. It's $87 to get to Disneyland. $87 to get to Disneyland. And then, you know, the other ones are comfortable. Lord. I'm not going to see Mickey for a long time. Maybe never again, I don't know. $87. Yeah. I think they're going on. Now we have a new. Here's a new reality show that's going to happen. Are you ready for this? Babes in Wheelchairs. So they say this is going to be a new high or a new low in reality television. You would think that we've gotten as low as we could go, don't you? I mean, there has to be a rock bottom, and Jersey Shore must be it. But maybe not. So anyway, so they're going to have the trials and tribulations of women in wheelchairs. Now here's one thing they said, though, that really confused me, I have to say the truth. Let me read this here. It said, beautiful woman, all paralyzed through inner illness, its three best friends are shown navigating everyday challenges of all sizes, from putting on makeup to starting a family. They're not going to show us them starting a family. We don't need to see that. We know how a family starts, right? It starts in the Coliseum at night with the lights on, and nobody knows why. So I don't think we're going to see that. Now, this is American Indian, American, what do they call them? People from India that are Americans. See, they called him a screw the whole thing up because he thought he was in India, so he called people Indians, and it's stuck, and it's just screwed everybody up, you know what I mean? I mean, he could have called them kumquats or something, and everybody would be fine with that, you know, and you would have gotten used to that name, and you would have been mistaken for people from India, but anyway. So what's interesting is these spelling people the kids do is stone me. A good percentage of them are of Indian descent in India. And so the little girl that won with the word, what happens, which happens to be some kind of a French derivative that means ambush, snare, trap. Anyway, but so a lot of these little guys, her name you can't pronounce, her name is Sneha Nandipani. She's 14 years old. So many other people, I mean, there's other names, there's words that you and I have never heard of, by the way, just so you know. This is what she said. This girl studied 6 to 10 hours a day on weekdays and 10 to 12 hours on weekends, a regimen that she'll need to maintain to get through medical school. Her father said she was in medical school. Can you imagine just studying words and how they're spelled? And most of us as adults, you know, we forgot how to spell anyway. So we just brush it off and go, I can't remember how to spell crap. I can't remember how to spell anything. So I don't know how to word. Forget my spelling. Yeah. That's how we have it. Madonna kicked off a world tour of the Holy Land in Jerusalem, and tens of thousands of people went crazy. They thought they were going to have to bring out, you know, the gendarmes and whatnot, because they just... Now, here's the thing that's kind of interesting. She's a devotee of Jewish mysticism known as Kabbalah. And I've read this about her before. And so Madonna, who's not Jewish, has been dabbling in Kabbalah for more than a decade and has taken on the Hebrew name of Esther, which is a little strange, that part. But anyway, her interest in Kabbalah has sparked some criticism in Israel. Orthodox Jews are rather possessive of the things that they believe are their own. Does that make sense? They're not happy about Madonna being that involved as a girl studying Kabbalah. As we mentioned, John Edwards walks free. That's the word, dude. Everybody was confused and worried. But they found, they couldn't quite find him guilty on one count, but they couldn't do anything on the other counts. So he walks. The question is, because they had a hung jury in five of the six counts, they could recharge him, but I can't imagine. Well, why would they? Anyways, there you go. And here's a picture of him, his daughter, and his parents behind him, looking at him like, you know, what a knockwurst. Record New Mexico wildfire could be a sign of things to come. And for the first time, they mentioned in the news, they said it could have been global warming. You know, I mean, part of it's global warming. And you know something, I don't give a damn what you call it, but you have to understand that if you look at what's going on with our forest fires, our hurricanes, our tornadoes, our everything in the whole wide world, you have to accept the idea that, you know, something's changed. Our own weather pattern here in the Central Coast is nothing like our weather pattern used to be at all. I mean, you know, I woke up this morning on June 1st, it was so far, and this is not in Los Osos or Moore Bay or Cayugas. This was right here in San Luis Obispo. I wake up and we're socked in with fog. Not the norm. Not normal. Let me finish what I was saying about this. So this New Mexico wildfire is now more than 190,000 acres or 300 square miles. More than 1,200 firefighters are trying to battle this kind of thing. It's just huge. It's absolutely huge. Just amazing. Just amazing. Oh, it's break time. We're taking a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to Beyonce saying something. And then we'll talk more about what's going on in the world.
The song you've always known. The music has endured the test of time. Live, Creedence Clearwater Revival legends, Stu Cook and Doug Cosmo Clifford. Together, they're Creedence Clearwater Revisited. June 7th at 8 p.m. Shumash Casino Reserve. Tickets are on sale now at Club Shumash. ShumashCasino.com. Call 1-800-585-3737. Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Spring is the perfect time to get your garden back in shape with Farm Supply. Hi, this is Nicole, and I have some great news. Vegetables and herbs are at Farm Supply, ready for you to take home, plant, and enjoy. We're proud to be your
source for all of your home and garden needs. You can trust our knowledgeable staff to help you find the right product, technique, or helpful hint to make your yard blossom. Our staff can recommend what vegetables and herbs will grow best in your area. Ask us about what soils, herbicides, insecticides, and other tools you need for a successful growing season. Water is vital in keeping your yard in full bloom. Talk to one of our irrigation specialists about easy and economical ways to water your yard and conserve at the same time. Spring also welcomes chicks. Chicks are now hatching and arriving weekly at a farm supply near you. Visit our new locations in Paso Robles on Armada Drive and in Newton on McMurray Road. We're also located in Santa Maria, Arroyo Grande, and San Luis Obispo. At Farm Supply, we have everything you need for the farmer in you.
Rolling, oh, hi, this is Michael Warren from Warren Brothers Automotive. And he saw the ball in the air and was going to try to catch it. But a 5-pound dog shouldn't try for a homer into the bleachers. At Warren Brothers, we try to knock it into the bleachers every time you bring your car into service. That's right, Lenny. Whether it's a simple oil change, a complete service, or one of our fantastic detail services, at Warren Brothers, we knock it out of the park every time.
Every single time. I got to do a shout out to Elizabeth, and she knows where she is today, who helped me get to work on time because I was falling way behind. Elizabeth said, here, I can do this, but you can do it, and you get the heck out of here, which I did.
Awaken, every rule I have to break, and the risk I'm taking.
the most beautiful woman, Beyonce, in the world. And back in action after having her child. Here at the Lego, this is Talk to Secret Friends of the Neighbors Network. And another shout out to my sister-in-law, Kathy, who's here visiting, and my niece, Genevieve, who's touring Cal Poly today. So, let me get out of here. I've got two more people I got to shout out here. Also, my advertisers, Pacific Coast Kitchen Bath, they're having a vanity sale. You get 20-50% off on vanities, and boy, do they have some beautiful things, too. So if you're remodeling, or you just look in your bathroom and you go, that sucks, I'm going to get a new vanity. You can make a new sink if you want. The whole thing at the mirrors, they got the whole shebang over there, Pacific Coast Kitchen Bath. They got the good stuff. I should have got some great things for Pacific Coast Kitchen Bath. You can, too. All right. What else you got? Oh, Karen Scott, audiologist of the stars. And so she's over now in Walford Building next to the DMV, and it's up on the third floor. It's quite a little maze you go through to get to her place, but it's quite pleasant. And then she can take care of your hair and whatnot. And what a difference it makes. I mean, if people are saying, you don't hear so good, I mean, really. And then you get hearing aids, and then all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, this is what the world sounds like? Because you've forgotten. You truly have forgotten. So it's just absolutely an amazing thing. And then they specialize also in children's hearing. And they have a special children's lady that takes care of kids. They have a children's room. So, you know, if you're noticing, you know, school sending problems, you know, the first thing you should do is have them tested for hearing. Good idea. Karen Scott should do the job for you. Who else? Coast Computers. They do everything in the whole world as far as networking. And CCSLow.com is where you go for Coast Computers. And Dick Waddell's my guy over there. And so they just take care of stuff. They're really good about it. And the other thing, too, I told you about Coast Computers is they build you a computer. They will build you a computer to your needs. So you say, this is what I really like to do with this computer, mostly. Or you can do anything you want. It doesn't matter. They can make the thing, honest to gosh, like the Department of Defense. And Moe's, Smoke and Moe's Barbecue, Pismo, San Luis Obispo. If you're from the Palm Theater this weekend, which I will also tell you what's there, and the Palm Theater, and you think to yourself, well, where can I eat? Well, you can just, it's a block and a half away from Palm. And you just get yourself some Moe's before or after a show. Now, they have a zillion shows. Let me get the facts, man. They're running, of course, at the Palm, the Best Exotic Miracle Hotel. So they have 90, they must be showing on three screens, I'm telling you the truth. Because they have shows after shows after shows after shows. You check the paper, but you'll just fall over. And then Headhunters is happening right now, Saturday and Sunday, 1:30, 4:15, and 7 o'clock. So another reason to see Jim couldn't be in today. He apologized. His movie, this is kind of strange. I find it strange, but he has to contend with it. But the movies come in on Friday. And so far, we've had good luck, because they normally come in about 11 o'clock. They're flown in. Anyway, but today they said, oh, we missed the plane, so it'll be there at 1 o'clock, which is when we normally talk. So, all right. So now we're talking about maybe we should change the day. So the first idea we had was maybe Thursday would be a good day. But now I'm looking, and just this month, I have two Thursdays that have Dodgers. So it's okay. Yeah, I'll figure it out. Look it up or something. Anyway, Jim does such a great job. It's so much fun to do this, too. All right, other people that are on the news, other things that are going on. I didn't know much. Oh, what was this video thing? This is, let me see something. Let me tell you what it is. This is an experiment, okay? We'll just see if it's no good. I'll stop it right away. It says, I don't know why I picked this one. It says, bizarre cases of fast food rage. But that might be a visual. What else is out here? Okay, this is what we can hear this one. Here's an Illinois lawmaker who had a really bad day. It was one of those days that just didn't go right for him, so we're going to find out how it went. Maybe we'll be able to tell everybody said that he run a commercial probably. Okay?
Miss Susie, and I've had a stroke due to my cigarette smoking. I now need help with feeding, dressing, bathing, even going to the bathroom. Sometimes it's people who work here. Sometimes it's my son, Daniel. My tip to you is enjoy your independence now.
Illinois State Representative Mike Bost, a Republican, became an instant internet sensation after he went ballistic on the floor of the legislature. Bost was upset he didn't have enough time to look at a pension reform bill before having to vote on it.
Once again, total power in one person's hands. Not the American way. These damn bills that come out here all the damn time come out here at the last second, and I gotta try to figure out how to vote for my people. I'm sick of it. Every year, we give power to one person. Now we give it, we pass rules that stop each one of us. Enough! I feel like somebody trying to be released from Egypt. Let my people go! My God, they sent me here to vote for them!
Great.
All right. I'm just Mr. Boss is obviously standing by. I'm wondering why the people who were standing around, they were sort of sitting there in shock. But that tirade is something that resonated with a lot of people. And Illinois' financial situation is incredibly serious. The state is $128.4 billion in debt, the eighth worst in the nation. It has $83 billion in pension obligations that it can't pay, the second worst in the country. And an A-plus credit rating by Standard & Poor's, which may sound good, but it's bad. It's the second worst in the country. Out front tonight, Illinois State Representative Mike Bost. Good to see you, sir. Really appreciate your taking the time. You must have gotten some sort of a head rush there yelling that loud.
It was not my normal reaction, but it had been an extremely rough day with a 200, 300-page bill that had been changed that we'd been working on for a year and a half, and now all of a sudden it was time to vote, and they came in 10 minutes before the meeting and decided that now we would hand you a bill brand new with all the changes, all the things that we had not supported. So, yeah, there was a problem.
And we're seeing you there throw your papers in the air. Yeah, there was a problem. That's an understatement. All right. We contacted House Speaker Michael Madigan's office. He obviously is the speaker, I believe the person you were referring to there. And they said, look, this is the kind of stunt they see from the Republican minority every year. And they gave a statement which says, quote, the way to solve this problem is for the Republicans to elect more candidates, which is unlikely given the way they conduct themselves. What's your response to that?
Actually, it's unlikely because the person I referred to actually got to draw the map for the state of Illinois on how the districts are laid out. Our particular speaker has been the speaker for 30 years, except for 2 years in 1995 and 1996. The rules for the operation of the House, the Constitution doesn't give him the power, but the rules that are voted on every 2 years by the majority party give him that. And it is basically a situation where total power. And each one of us still represent the same area or same population, but yet one particular member that is representing the same population gets to rule all over the 118. That's not right. It has been going on for a long time, and I'd finally had enough, and I've still had enough with it.
Now, he was referring to the Speaker of the House. You can imagine the frustration. I mean, when they talk about, and this is what's going on with a lot of places, and this is we go back to killing the goose that laid the golden egg, and this is these pension obligations that are in many states, California included. We're going to fall on our face. There's just going to be no money to pay these pension obligations. And so everybody said, well, it's okay. I'm going to have this great pension. The unions all got together. So okay, we're going to have this great pensions. Well. Who expected what we're seeing today? Amazing. I don't know if you heard on the news that Florida judges accused George Zimmerman of misrepresenting how much money he had. Zimmerman is charged in second-degree murder in Trayvon Martin's death. So he was given a public defender and whatnot because he said he had no money, but actually he had a whole bunch of money. So it's crazy. One of those crazy deals right there that you don't understand. All right.
NFL great begs to differ. More than 100 former players are suing the league for protecting them from for not protecting them from concussions. But there's another player right here who says, "Are you kidding? These people would fight, kill, and die to try to get into a game." So never turn his 92 years the NFL experienced anything like this. Battles everywhere, but not inside stadiums. They're occurring in federal courtrooms where 100 former players are suing the league. Then there is the dissenter. The more Lester Hayes spoke on the other end of the phone from his home in Modesto, the more he delivered a blindsided sack to conventional wisdom. That was after I asked the former cornerback, great for the Oakland Los Angeles Raiders, whether coaches, team executives, or even leagues are responsible for the epidemic of long-term injuries in current and former players. Does brain injury link NFL players and wounded warriors? Hayes responded with the speed of a blitz. Despite his lifelong battle with stuttering, he said clearly, "It's all in the players, not anybody else, because the players have had the same gladiator genes that existed in Rome for over 2,000 years ago. They have a love of football for to the 10th power. So the players make the final call. Trust me, no matter what they are told by doctors or anybody else, they will fight to play." Let that sink in for a moment. Now consider the slew of Hayes' former NFL peers who disagree big time. In fact, Pro Football Hall of Famer runner Eric Dickerson just joined all those other retired players in filing lawsuits to federal courts alleging that the league hasn't done enough to protect players from concussions and other football-related injuries. Yes, I do. I find it a little bit... contrary to what you see, to what people do. So in other words, so they say, even though we accepted all these millions of dollars to play football, you should have done something. Done what? What could the league have done? Except say, don't play football. Which wouldn't work. That wasn't going to work. Okay. Other things going on. Judy Rowell's office, County Clerk Office, is going to be have extra hours this weekend in order to make it easier for people to get ballots cast by Tuesday. The Office of the County Government Center in San Luis Obispo will be open Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2. Voters can request vote-by-mail ballots to turn their already filled-out ballots. An automatic ballot marking device will be available for those who have visual impairment and have difficulty marking the ballots, so you can get in there and get that done. All right, so you can vote, please, because we've got to get this over with. We have to be done. You know, Charles Krauthammer is such a pompous poop that I don't have any use for him. I wouldn't mind if he would just venture on an opinion about things and kind of look at different sides in different ways. But, you know, like a lot of columnists who are either right-wing or left-wing, he's so far to the right that it's always the same old, and the people that are always to the left are the same old, it drives me crazy. We do have people occasionally will say, okay, let me kind of look at both sides of the aisle of this thing and see what's going on. We don't have enough of those, but we have some. So here I read the headline, Barack Obama Drone Warrior. I didn't have to read his column. I know he's going to criticize the president for using drones, then that's how he's doing warfare, is using drones. And there's always the issue is obvious. The issue is you know, when you take out Al Qaeda, and then you take out civilians, does that make any sense? I'm sure it has. I've seen this stuff before. He often criticizes Obama, criticizing Bush for using waterboarding, and now I'm sure he's saying, well, so you mean you can tell me you can just send a missile at somebody and that's it? Kinda. You know, it doesn't make one thing right or wrong or the other thing wrong or right. It's a collection of things that we've tried to do to keep this country safe. There's no reason to criticize the president for what he's doing, but George Bush did fall into criticism. Actually, it was Dick Cheney, what he was doing. For those of us that say, I just assume not die by Al Qaeda's hand, for those of us that really realize there's a threat to us still, it's kind of like whatever it takes. And I say that not on just behalf of myself, but on behalf of you. I don't want you to die by Al-Qaeda's hand. And I don't think you should, if we have the wherewithal and the means to stop it. So one involves interrogation, which in the long run turned out not to be the best thing in the whole wide world. It didn't provide that much intelligence from what we gather. But either way, I mean, you can't interrogate a dead guy from a rocket. But at the same time, you've taken him out. And we just took out number two Al-Qaeda guy in Afghanistan the other day. Well, there's nothing more wonderful than that, thank you, on behalf of Americans. They still want to harm us. And they will still try to harm us. John Reynolds from Paso Robles wrote, Paso shame, because of what's been going on with the police department. Anything else here? Anything else? All right, let's see what's going on here. Now, this is interesting, because here we have the mayor of New York going, you know, we got to stop the soda pop thing. And the U.S. soda consumption is on the decline, as a matter of fact, which is because schools are removing machines and all that stuff from schools, and people are just drinking less soda. You know, people are slow sometimes to go, you know, but sometimes people are kind of slow to change their habits, but we do change them. You know, I mean, just look at, speaking of tobacco, look at how many people smoked all those years ago and don't smoke anymore. I mean, it's just, you know, it takes time, but we finally kind of get it, and we finally get to it, and we finally get it. And so, same with people, the soda awareness thing, there's many other things health-wise that people are being more aware of than they ever were before. All right, I'm going to do this, even though the Dodgers were swept by Milwaukee on the road. They were swept. It's more than my poor heart can imagine. But in light of that, I still want to play this. Dodgers of Colorado, 5 o'clock this afternoon, and I thank you for joining me this week. We'll see you again on Monday at noon o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and don't believe everything you hear here, because talk is cheap.